I was toying around with getting a J-pole and putting it up in a tree, but Charlie said that I'm fine just the way I am, so I scrapped that idea.
You've had no problem tonight at all, John, so everything's been good. You know, sometimes when you're moving around over there, you lose your little. But you've had no problem tonight.
But I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about my house, Steve.
Roger.
Charlie, thanks for letting me know that I don't need the J-pole. You put some money in my pocket. Good looking out, Charlie.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, you know, I hear you on direct on Simplex. Fine. So, yeah, you've got a nice setup there. I wouldn't mess with that. What you want to do is try to improve your signal from your location now. You know, when you sit down, I know you like to sit down. We all do. But you get a little bit on the noisy side. If I was you, I'd try, you know, but I can't tell you what to do. I'd build a little homemade ground plane with about 10 feet of coax. Hanging from something on the ceiling, a piece of tape, a little eye hook that nobody can see or whatever. And you can sit down, you can lay down, and your signal won't change.
See if Rocky's in there. KD2 BOR. How you doing there, Rocky?
Okay. Just doing some work. Just listening to everybody. Still think I got a half a cold. I'm still congested this morning, but it's not any worse than yesterday.
Rocky, I'm going to come by sometime next week. I'll let you know ahead of time to pick up that CB antenna.
No problem. I got it here. Everything's there. I even found the Allen wrench and the dust cap for it or the weather cap.
Okay, cool.
Making out, Charlie.
I'm on 9W, close to the New Jersey border. As soon as I cross over New Jersey, I jump on the Palisades Parkway, take that into Route 46. So far, so good.
Hey, Roger.
I was just thinking you didn't jump out to get your snack.
No, once I got weighed in and I'm doing this diet, I'm not snacking.
Oh, you didn't win that last year, did you?
No. So far, I've only won it once. Came in third for $200 the second time. But that's it. I always get my money, not my money back. I always get $75 back. If you lose 5%, they give you $75 out of your 100 back. But believe it or not, not a lot of people lose 5%. So that's why the pot, when I won, the pot was a little over 1,500. The last guy that won, it was about 1,100. It just depends on how many people get their 5% back. That determines how big the pot is.
Oh, I got a sure way you could win it this year. Instead of driving to work, start walking to work.
Yeah. I wish I lived close enough to walk. Yeah, well, you know, I'll do my diet, and then, you know, once I get motivated, I'll start walking. And hopefully turn it into a little bit of a jog. I didn't do much of that last year, and that really helps. You really got to do some exercise.
Get out or show up to the weigh-in with ankle weights.
Again, I guess, Bill, we haven't heard from you. Are you still there?
What were you saying, Steve, about ankle weights?
I said you could always show up to the weigh-in with ankle weights. That's a good way to win. Sorry about that. Doubling with you, Rocky.
It's okay. I do it myself all the time.
Yeah, they frown on cheating. Actually, I'm going to pick up a pair of ankle weights, hopefully this weekend, and I'll wear them while I'm walking around the plant. Add a little resistance to my day. See if that helps out, because I do a lot of walking in the job that I do.
One of the guys I work with, he likes to regularly, when he's got free time or nothing to do or in between jobs, he walks up and down the stairs in the hotel. So goes up and down, up and down. And he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any stairs at work. I could run up and down the basement stairs at my house, but the plant is all on one level.
Rocky, before I forget, did you want to do anything with that 959? Should I send it to you or arrange to meet you? Or, you know, is it worth doing anything to?
I'll take a look at it. I just wasn't bringing it up there for the holidays. I was working on that Cobra radio that I have, and, I didn't put your numbers. I still got your numbers in my pocket. Today I'll probably put them in my phone. Maybe I'll give you a... What's your work schedule this weekend?
Well, I'm off on Fridays and Saturdays, and Sundays I leave here about a little after 2, and I work 4 to midnight, so... coming up, like I said, the 12th is my birthday, and I'm off that entire week.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll get together with you, and, yeah, it's probably better off if you send it to me. I think we live a little bit too far apart. It's going to be hard to meet up together, but that week of your birthday, I'll give you a call, or you give me a call, and we'll set something up. Maybe you send it over to me, and I'll be freed up, from that Cobra. I was checking something out over the weekend. I was having a problem with the frequency counter. I haven't recapped that yet, so I'm probably going to do that this weekend.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Let's see. We haven't heard from Bill. Let me give it over to Bill.
Bill might have fell asleep. Charlie, that FT7100 with the broken knob on it. Believe it or not, they bid that up to $56 already.
Yeah, that's still a pretty cheap price for that radio.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research on that control, and I can, you know, I sent a email or something to Yaesu, but they didn't get back to me. But I found it online, but there's not, I can't find anything local in the United States to get that volume control for it.
What is it, just the plastic piece, the plastic housing that sits on the shaft? Is that what's broken, or is the shaft missing too?
I think everything's broken off of it. You can see something sticking out of the knob in this picture. That's on the main volume and squelch control. The controls are the same for the main band and the sub band. I've researched it. I've looked at diagrams. I got part numbers. I've got another part number, a crossover part number from somebody, but I just can't find it locally.
Yeah, sometimes if those radios are too old, it's really hard to find replacement parts.
I found it in Germany. I can't understand. I tried translating the site to English. It wouldn't translate over, but it has a price up there for I'm reading at $9 or something. But I did find another place. If it's the right crossover, I found it for a little under $4.
Really? I'm surprised. Where is this radio, on eBay?
I was going to tell you, I know you're busy and going to be going away. It's on eBay. It's listed under an FT-7100 VHF, UHF, dual band. The guy didn't know how to spell dual.
And 1MUQ Mobile, no wonder why the knob's broken off.
Guy's even local for me. He's in Summit, New Jersey, which is about 20 minutes away from here.
No, that would be nice. You should text him, tell him you're bidding on it. If you win it, you'd like to be able to pick it up and not have it shipped.
Yeah, I already planned on that. KD2BOR Friday.
Yeah, I'll try to look it up when I get home.
Yeah, he's got five pictures up there, one of the box, and then the radio. The radio looks, the radio looks flawless, but the knob is sitting in front of it.
And how did he say that happened?
He didn't.
Any of the pictures have the radio turned on?
that was my next. I did text him about working, if it works, and he said it did the last time he used it, and he didn't go into any description on how he broke the knob.
Yeah, I hate when they say the radio worked the last time I used it. It's almost like they're, you know, they're using that to get out of any possible liability if the radio's not working when you get it.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch it. It's days and 16 hours on it. When it gets down close, I am going to text them back again or send them an email, whatever you want to call it, and just ask them a couple more questions.
Yeah, I'm going to try to look it up. I'd like to see what this thing looks like. He's got a good feedback. Has he sold a lot of stuff?
I got to look. I'm not even on there now. I am bidding on another one. It's got a day and 15 hours left. An Elenco DR510T dual band. It's got the tone board in it, and it's only at $91 with free shipping right now.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, remember to look them up on EHAM in their product review. That always gives you kind of an idea. I saw a couple of radios I was interested in, looked at them on EHAM, and they got horrible reviews. You know, when they get consistently horrible reviews and a low score, I won't even go near them. Because that's just done by people that have owned the radio.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I think I looked them up real quick the other day. I didn't see any bad ones. I only looked real quick. I'm winning the bid on this Elenco right now at $91.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You may end up winning both bids.
Oh, I'm losing the bid on the 7100 right now. My max bid was $40. It's up to $56 right now.
Yeah, the Elenco will probably go for more. But that sounds like a better deal. Doesn't sound like it's broken.
This Elenco hasn't moved in when the hell did I put this bid in? I don't remember. Maybe Monday or Tuesday, I don't remember, but it hasn't moved in a few days.
How much time does that have?
One day, 15 hours.
Oh, okay, it's getting close. Yeah, definitely look it up first on EHAM before it gets too close to bidding time and you forget.
Yeah, I got a few jobs here today. I'm not that busy. I'll probably do that later on. Okay, I don't want to hog it up. KD2BOR, Steve, if you're still there, over to you.
Yep, I'm still here. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, excuse me. You talk about all these things on eBay, and then people listening may be bidding you up. So I found that when I was talking about that one radio, and all of a sudden it went nuts. I bet everybody was bidding on it. Charlie mostly won.
That's probably because I'm closer to the repeater. Go ahead, Rocky.
I said that, Steve. I said last week I was bidding on a DR610. It was staying low, 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 and my God, the last hour it went off the wall. I just stopped bidding on it.
Yeah, I'm always bidding on some old Kenwoods, TS-130s and things like that. Can't even think of some of them. But one day I almost pulled the trigger with a buy it now on an Atlas, an old Atlas, and I went to EHAM, and then people were talking about how you have to constantly maintain them, you know, and they're really good if you know your way around inside it. Otherwise, it's, you know, it's such a nuisance, and it turned me off to it. But I was just about to pull the trigger just to get it. I like that old radio. But, you know, like Charlie said, checking them out, you know, see reviews of the people that have actually owned them is the way to go. KB2TIA, let me pass it over to John.
For a guy that's got insomnia, he falls asleep a lot.
I'm tired as hell, but I'm in here.
Right, guys, I think I've had about enough.
I can't stand no more. I've had about enough. I've had about all I can take. I can't take any more. So I'm gonna go to bed. That's what we do when we get stressed to sleep. You know? That's how we deal with it. All right, guys. 73, man. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of the day. KC2HBR, clearing out.
All right, 73, John. Have a nice weekend.
73, John.
73. Take it easy. Have a good night. And good morning, John.
Good morning, all. I just wanted to say good morning to everybody. I'm just about to doze off. I guess you could tell. And Rocky, happy birthday. I ordered from Batteries America, I ordered a battery and a charger, and I also ordered an inverter, DC to AC inverter, and I got that for my daughter. And I ordered it about 2 days ago, and I ordered it on the internet, and I got a call today at work, and it was Batteries America, and they told me that they received new chargers from the manufacturer, and it's a different charger. Besides just charging the battery, you can leave the battery on the radio, which the other model didn't have. So I guess it's like some kind of a cup deal or something. You could put the whole transceiver in there rather than just the battery. And hell, I forget what I paid for everything. But I got a package deal. I got the 4,000 milliamp hour battery and the charger on a package deal. Go ahead, Rocky.
Yeah, very good, Don, but I just don't understand. You cannot drop this THF6 into a charger. There's no provision for that. You would have to plug it back into the charging jack. I'll have to look that up. I don't know if they have any pictures of it. That sounds a little funny to me.
Now that I think of it, yes, it does. But that's what the guy told me. I'm not sure unless there's some kind of a little plug that fits into the unit itself coming right out of the charger. I don't know.
Okay, I don't want to hog it up with this, but just don't sound right to me, Don. There's no provisions to charge a THF6 unless you plug it into the plug on the side of the radio, and that's the very the part that fails on this radio a lot of times. That's why I suggest you get the drop-in charger, and you don't have to use that plug on the side except in the case if you're on the road or on an emergency.
Okay, very good. Well, I should have the thing in a couple of days, but I definitely got the call, and there's a modification to the original one, and that's the way I interpreted it. But, well, we'll see.
Okay, very good, Don. Let me drop it and put it down. Let somebody else pick it up. KD2VOR.
Actually, I'm thinking I may take this opportunity to sign also. So I got to take my kids to school, and it comes around real fast. So I have the alarm set for 8 o'clock, and that's that. So 73 to all. Good chat tonight all around, and catch you guys. I'll try to catch whoever's on in the morning. KB2 TIA.
73 Steve, WA2ZOZ.
You and Charlie doubled Don's. Steve, 73.
73 Steve, got done.
Okay, I just wanted to say 73 to Steve also. Go ahead, Charlie.
WA2ZOZ. ZN1MUQ. Good morning, Don. Nice to hear you on. What are you on this morning?
I'm on the 857 Delta. Oh, also, it must have been about 10 years ago, I got a hold of a couple of, a few old QSTs starting from 1923. I thought I misplaced them. I was pulling my hair out, what's left of it, to find them. Couldn't find them. And tonight I found them. So I have five QSTs starting from 1923.
Yeah, I had a few. I had a few of the older ones back in the 40s and 50s. In fact, I bought, I don't know if I still have it intact, but I bought the entire year for 1954. That was the year of my birth, so I wanted to see. They're very technical when you go back then. They don't have, like, you know, little ground planes to build. They have radios to build, or radio accessories to build. And it's all very technical stuff. If you can't read schematics and stuff, forget about it.
Guys, I'm going to get cleaned up, and I'm going to transfer to the Mobile, KD2BOR.
Okay, Rocky. We'll be standing by. Oh, let me see if I have it.
But to get up the air, you had to build your own equipment.
Right. Some of the pictures in these QSTs, I just looked at it briefly. I was so happy I found them, and I saw a picture of the old phonograph with the huge antenna on it. No, not antenna, the huge speaker on it.
Yeah, the little horn that amplified the sound. I don't even know if that was a speaker per se. I think it was just a physical way of amplifying the sound off the turntable.
Right. Yeah. That's it. Like the horn, the fairly large one. And I guess that's all that's new here. My in-laws flew back to Scotland, I believe it was morning, and I had a $2 bill that they don't make anymore, so I gave them a $2 bill to take back to Scotland to show it off.
Yeah, that should confuse everybody over there.
Well, if it was a $3 bill, it would confuse me.
Man, I need a cup of coffee as soon as I get to work.
Yeah, I just had a K-cup. In fact, I had about three of them since I woke up. And just doing a little reading and studying here. And been reading the mail on and off in between doses. And hello to your son there. And I think you said it's his birthday also. So happy birthday. I don't know if he still has his headset on.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be sleeping. He's coughing up a storm, though. He just finished getting over being sick. Yeah, it was his birthday yesterday, just like Rocky's.
Okay, very good. Yeah, mine's May 4th. I'll be 65. And I did not join AARP. I joined AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens. That's more of the conservative point of view. And I think it was $60 for 5 years.
Oh, I never heard of AMAC.
Oh, yeah, they're advertising mostly on the radio now. AMAC. Look them up, and they have some pretty good deals.
82 BOR Mobile.
All right, you guys pick it up. I'm going to pull into the gas station and get some fuel. I'll be back. N1MUQ Mobile.
Okay. And when you get back, then I'm going to go make another
cure with coffee. So, how's everything going over there, Rocky?
Pretty good, Don. No complaints. Got a few jobs in a shop today. You know, it'll take a little while after the holidays for things to start picking up. But, you know, I got some work, just enough to pay the bills, you know?
Okay, very good. WA2ZOZ for ID. Let's see. Oh, I heard you saying you have a mobile CB antenna. Yeah, I have one over here, too, that I never use. I bought a Galaxy CB from Advanced Specialties. In fact, I bought a lot of stuff there. My VX2, my VX3, my TYT Mobile, the 220 Mobile, and the TYT Handheld, and some other little odds and ends. And I have a couple of days vacation on the 8th and 9th. I might run over there just for a little day trip and pick up a few things.
That sounds good. I've never been to that store. I've looked them up online a couple times, but I've never been over there. It's not far from me at all, from my girlfriend's house. It'd probably take me about, maybe 20 minutes with no traffic on Route 17 to get there.
Well, it's a nice little trip. His prices, I noticed, they're about the same as if you would buy something through the mail. In fact, his prices usually include, like if you bought it through the mail, suppose you paid for instance $50. That's with the shipping. And what he would do, he would charge you the same price as if he was like going to ship it. I don't know if I said that right.
82 BOR. That's good. But you forgot about the all-important thing, 7% sales tax in New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm so damn tired right now. You're right. You're right. I did not consider that.
Looking around at dual-band radios. And up to the 15th of this month, I forget where it is. I don't know if it's HRO or I forget which one it is. If I wanted to buy another 7,900 with the $20 back from Yaesu and his price and the free shipping, I can buy a brand new 7,900 for $285 right now.
Wow, that is outstanding. Is that a dual band or a tri-band?
Oh, it's the one I'm on now, the FT7900. Dual band. You can't monitor both bands at one time, but that's not a biggie for me. But that's the one I'm on now.
Sounds good. If I didn't have this DR605, I might be interested in that.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice radio. You know, I'm not that experienced with this stuff, but I like it so far. I got no problem with it.
Okay, very good. And I'm starting to research some of the marine batteries that we were talking about that one night. I understand there's a slightly different voltage, and it's a gel cell. And they sell them at West Marine on Route 17, and I have to find out if it requires a slightly different charger.
Well, don't jump into anything real quick. Get some prices and stuff. You're not that far away from me. I can always get through Napa. Can always get you a discount there, so just keep that in mind. Okay, I don't want to hog it up. Let's see if Charlie's done getting his gas. WA2ZOZ, KD2VOR.
KD2VOR, WA2ZOZ, N1MUQ Mobile. Yeah, I'm all done getting my gas. I'll be at work in about a minute. So I'm going to take this opportunity to sign. I got to get inside and get a cup of coffee. I'm getting a headache. I think it's from lack of caffeine. But anyway, good to hear you guys on. And like I said, I'm trying to get out of here at 11:30 today. So if you're up and about, keep your ears open. This is N1MUQ, and I will be clear on your finals. Rocky, over to you.
Okay, Charles, 73. Be careful driving this weekend. Have a good weekend, and I guess I don't know when you're going to be back. Maybe Monday we'll talk to you, and then we'll talk what day you're going to come over to the shop. Over to you, Don.
WA2ZOZ returning. Have a good day, Charlie. And as I always say, keep a cool tool and don't let your meat loaf. And if you ever need a CB, mobile CB antenna, I know you're going to borrow Rocky's at this time. Just let me know. It's just mine is just sitting here on the rug gathering dust. And Rocky, the charger, the battery charger I ordered from Batteries America, I don't know if they have a picture of it yet on their website. I know they just got it. They just got the things, and they're different. And I guess it was just, they just got them in. So I don't know, you might have to wait to see what it looks like or wait till I get mine. And thank you for that battery offer. I appreciate that. I didn't want to be a bother or anything and like make any extra work or something from someone. I was thinking about it, but I didn't want to be a bother or anything, but I do thank you for the offer.
No problem, Don. That's what we're here for, to help out. You know that. I don't know if, I guess Charlie got out. I don't know if he gave heard your final. I guess he did. Let me just put it down for a second. I guess he's gone. I don't know if you heard before, Don, I purchased one of those Slim Jim J-Poles for 2 meters and 440 on eBay yesterday.
Okay, very good. I was on, I believe it was YouTube, and I'm going to build a little counterpoise for my HTs. They, what was it, for 2 meters, it's 19.5 inches. And, plus or minus a quarter inch or so. And then they have one for 440, which is six something inches. Now what confused me was this guy took some zip cord. He cut one part of it to 19 and a half, and without separating the zip cord, he cut the other wire to like 6 inches, didn't pull them apart at all, and connected both ends to a little eye crimp on. And I was trying to think, how is that going to work? Because the 19.5 inch and the 6 point whatever inch, they're connected at one end, so and the zip cord wasn't pulled apart, so that was a bit confusing.
Yeah, I don't understand too much of that. I got a homemade J-pole at my shop that I built out of copper. The guy that lives near my girlfriend's house, he's a ham also. I forget his call sign right now. Those measurements were pretty close. I think the pipe lengths, I had to cut three pipe lengths to 19 and a quarter. And I had another one, a short piece to connect them. And I can't explain the whole thing to you over the radio, but so far it's working pretty good for me at the shop. And the SWR reading on 440 and 2 meters is really pretty good. Better on 2 meters than 440, but it does work pretty good, and it didn't cost me but almost nothing. I had everything in my girlfriend's house. I had spare copper tubing, I had the connectors, I had an SO239, everything, and it worked out pretty good. You hear me from the shop, and it didn't really cost me anything to build it.
I was listening to you tonight when you were at the shop. It sounded great. You sounded a bit louder somehow, and your audio had a nice punch.
Yeah, Charlie mentioned that I was real loud, too. What I did with that new speaker mic that I bought, that Workman DM200, I took it apart. There was three holes in the front for the microphone, and I drilled one hole a little bit bigger. I don't know if it had anything to do with it, but, yeah, Charlie said he had to turn the audio down. It was exceptionally loud.
Well, the highs and lows sounded excellent also on it. Well, I guess if my ex-wife had a microphone, that I'd have to shrink the holes a little bit.
No comment. I got two of those, Don. Ex-wives. All right, pal. I'm just about at my destination at my girlfriend's house. I got to go eat, take my medication, and go back to work. So we're going to take this time to say 73, and maybe we'll pick it up with you tomorrow. WA2ZOZ, KD2VOR, clear on your final.
WA2ZOZ returning. All right. Very good, Rocky. Damn, I don't know how I think of these little jokes so quick. Well, one part of my brain's still working for being close to 65. I'll say 73. And, I don't know, maybe I'll bring my little VX3 into work today. Charlie said he'd be on around 11:30. I guess you'll be on with him. And I just might bring my little pocket HT with me. And, if I can get away from work, I'll just, stand outside the trailer and, make contact with my new 17-inch rubber duck. 73. Have a good one, and maybe I'll talk to you 11:30 a.m. AB2BOR, WA2ZOZ, clear on your final.
Hey, very good, Don. We'll say 73 again. I got to get my butt inside the house. Talk to you tomorrow, or maybe later. KD2BOR, clear frequency.
W2BOV, and we're establishing the CBS retirees then, which means Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this machine. So at this point, we're standing by for any check-ins. Come now, please.
K2BIE, good morning.
UA2ZNT, good morning.
N1XUG, good morning.
Hey, good morning, George. Good morning, Joe. And good morning, Ted. Anybody else?
AC2T, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. AC2T, one more try. Any other check-ins?
WB2OXU.
Hey, good morning, Bill. WB2OXU. And I'll take one more lengthy pause for any other check-ins. Well, nothing heard, but let's leave a nice pause in between our transmissions for latecomers, and we always have one or two. So, anyway, good morning to all. It is overcast here. I guess it is where you are, too. And we've got 34 degrees, 67% humidity, and the barometer's at 30.09 and falling, and that usually indicates some wet weather coming. So we'll see what happens. I didn't hear the forecast this morning, but it looks like we're in for something. It's been interesting in this neighborhood for the past 3 days because I mentioned on Wednesday that this very large moving van had parked across the street from us. The people in the Bonner house had sold it, and they were moving to California, apparently. The length of the trailer on this truck is 53 feet, and of course the cab, the tractor with the cab is in front of that, and that's probably another 15 feet, so it's a very long truck. They had it, they were moving the furniture and everything into it yesterday, and they had a ramp coming out of the where the front door of the house is located, the sidewalk at that point. And into the side of the truck. They had both rear doors open. They had the doors open on the street side. And I guess there were about four workers that were loading. And then another van pulled up, and two guys got out and opened up the back of the van and took out all these pieces of cut wood and started to assemble boxes out of the wood. And then they lined the boxes with absorbent cushioning material and then went in the house and started to bring out the paintings, which were very large. So, and they had some other boxes they constructed. I don't know what was going in them, but whatever it was, I guess, was breakable and valuable. So they did a magnificent job, and it was very cold, as everyone knows, and these two guys were out there. They were wearing gloves. They had hoods over their heads to keep their ears warm. And really, great craftsmen in constructing all of these different containers. So it was interesting to watch. So the truck, the engine's running, and I guess they're getting ready to leave. So all the doors are closed. So we'll see when they get underway. But 3 days. It's quite a long time, but they did all the moving into the out of the house yesterday. So we wish them well on their trip to the West Coast. That's one heck of a truck to drive 3,000 miles, I'll tell you that. But you know, if there is business to do it, and it's on the side it says United, big letters, United Van Lines, but it also says Armstrong Relocation Services. So. Obviously a corporate type deal. All right, let's go to George K2BIE with the CBS Retirees Net, W2BOB.
W2BOB and the group K2BIE. Before we go any further, how is the signal from this location?
Good. It's full quieting. So as long as you don't move around, I guess, it'll be all right. Go ahead.
It's amazing. If I go 6 inches to the side, you'll have no signal at all. 6 inches to the other side, you'll have no signal at all. But if I can hold my hand in this position, you'll have a great signal. Ah, well, it's the vagaries of radio, huh? Sounds interesting. Before we go any further, I want to thank publicly Paul for being kind enough to send me some information on where I should go to study for the extra class. And believe me, I will be following up on that, Paul, because I like the idea of those extra 25 KC. It's amazing how you find out that all the activity on a band is down around that 25 KC that you don't have. So I will look forward to that. Let me not turn it, slow it down here. I'll turn it over to Josephine. It's a pleasure to hear you all in here this morning. WA2ZNT and the group K2BIE.
K2BIE and the group WA2ZNT. Good morning, all. George, Dad, Bob, of course, Paul, and Bill. I think that's the group we have to start with, which is a good group. And I hope we'll get a few more. Very good on your plans to go for the extra, and I guess you have good reasoning there. It's a lot of activities down there. I didn't look at it that way years ago, but that may be the case. All right. There was so much activity on the advanced frequencies and the general. I guess I didn't miss it. But that things do change. And all the best to you. I wonder what kind of questions they have these days. And you might mention them from time to time. And good thing you're right where you are, moving neither to the right nor to the left. And you sound good and clear there, George. So, no problem. But maybe you're getting used to it there, getting your footprints in the rug or something. All right. With that, I'll just turn it over to Tad and 1XUG, WA2ZNT. Good morning, Tad. Over to you.
WA2ZNT and 1XUG. Yes, good morning to you, Joe. And yes, George, your signal is superb. I hope you don't have to take a seat or anything. Continue at that rate, you'll be doing great. I really don't have too much to add this morning, so I will kindly turn it over to you, Bill WB2OXU. I hope I'm right.
That goes to Paul, AC2T. Then it goes to Bill.
Sorry, Paul. AC2TC.
Okay, fine business. No problem. But we're here. And I'm glad you got that information, George. And you have my phone number, so if you want, I'd appreciate it. Give me a call. We could chat on the phone there for a few minutes. And I might be able to get you some more information. So when you're up to it, give me a call. You know, anytime before 12 o'clock, or usually I'm out of here by 12. So, whatever. And good morning to everybody. Hope the new year is starting off pretty good so far. I don't know. They're saying we're going to get some flakes Saturday night, but we'll see how many flakes. We don't need those flakes, that's for sure. I don't mind if they're wet, but when they're solidified slightly, I don't like it because I have to push them around. Other than that, nothing doing here. I guess Bill, if he's not doing anything, you want to take that run today for an hour or so, and we'll get that over with. You let me know. So WB2OXU and the group. This is AC2T.
AC2T and the net WB2OXU. Good morning to all, and good morning, Ted, Joe, George, and Bob. Hope everyone had a fairly decent day yesterday. And, it's same thing here, overcast. Looks like it's going to do something any minute, but we'll wait and see. Paul, no, I have a couple of things I got to get done today. So I'm going to be a little busy on and off. But, we'll get together, I'm sure. We've got a couple of things to work on. I've got to go out for a while. Not much going on here. The only thing it's, well, as you all know, I did cancel my paper subscription last week. And, lo and behold, for don't know what reason, the paper over the last 2 days has appeared at my front door. So it just goes in the garbage. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish, but even for free is not worth it. So anyway, back over to you, Bob, W2BOB, and the net WB2OXU.
Okay, very good. WB2OXU, W2BOB. The frog is trying to sneak in there, so... oh, well. I heard a news report yesterday about the... whatever official it is in Putnam County, refusing to divulge through the Freedom of Information Act the names of those people who own firearms in Putnam County to the paper. And apparently the paper's making a legal issue out of it, saying that he's breaking the law by not revealing it. So, but he absolutely refuses, and I think he's doing the right thing. As he pointed out, you know, it's just unfair to the rest of the population and to the entire population, as a matter of fact. So they ought to take reverse legal action against the publication itself. And I know you mentioned canceling subscriptions and all. That's one method, but as far as the legalities are concerned, you know, they do have the right to request it, but I think that goes to extremes in this case. So. Anyway, so much for that. Not too much else to report. 20 meters this week has not been all that great. And fortunately, with the voice over the Internet, we're able to keep the net together, but it does get difficult. Stations, especially long skip stations, have not been able to hear us up here, or we hear them down in Oklahoma, Texas, or whatever. Florida seems to be coming through pretty good. So that's basically what's happening on the HF frequencies. Okay, back over to George, K2BIE, W2BOV.
With a long pause for any further check-ins, W2BOB in the group, K2BIE. What'd you do, throw me the frog? Excuse me. Wait, Froggy the Frogman. Sorry about that. Let me see, what was I going to say? Oh, it had to do with this issue of the right of the newspaper to publish the news, which is that you have a gun. Baloney. Baloney. I think that puts at risk everyone else who lives in the neighborhood, because now the thieves only have to look at that list and see who doesn't have a handgun. And, okay, we won't break into his house, but we'll break into the other four. Basically, that's terrible. And I've always regarded this newspaper as unfit to wrap fish in. I put it right up there with the New York Times. I will not have that paper in my house, and haven't for 20 years, maybe more. Maybe more. So, I don't know. People say, oh, well, how can you go without knowing what to say or what to think? I'm saying, I don't need to be programmed by a stupid newspaper to know what to say or think. And I'm sure you, my friends, will agree with that. But this is pretty bad. Anyway, let me turn it over to Josephine, who will have a cogent comment for all of us. And meanwhile, I'm going to go pet my frog. WA2ZNT, K2BIE.
K2BIE, WA2ZNT. I'm afraid I don't have much to add to that because I agree thoroughly. Violation of privacy. It's gross. Gross offense. Offensive. Grossly offensive. And I don't think that it's going along with other things that go on, that they, those in so-called power, think they have the right to get any information they want, no matter whom they hurt or all the rest of it. And I think it's spreading. That's the trouble. Nothing is being stopped that should be. And I don't know why. Somebody called it a charade over there in Washington, which it was, is. So much for that. And the subject was brought up by one commentator, too. Is it that we trust them as if they're more intelligent than we are and have to make decisions for all the people? It isn't that they have to, but why is it? They're just paid their officials who want to run for office. But I'll get on dangerous territory, I'm afraid. So, Bill, I wanted to ask you, did you ever get to see Miracle on 34th Street? I know that was one you wanted to watch before Christmas. I hope you got to see it, and if not, well, it'll be on video or someplace, right? All right, with Maureen O'Hara and Patty Duke, I think it was. Very good. The part I liked was when they started to put meal on the man's desk there in the Macy's. And they just kept coming and coming and coming. All right. With that, over to Paul. No, Tad. I'm sorry, Tad. N1XUGWA2ZNT. Then Paul, then Bill.
A2ZNT, N1XUG. That's all right, Joe. I really don't have too much to add, except I did want to ask you, Bob, W2VOV, are these neighbors of yours retirees who are going to California? Because that would be an expensive trip on that van line. But if they're moving because of a job offer, then maybe the company pays for it. They could go all the way. So on your next go around, you can mention that. And with that, I will turn it over to you, AC2TT. This is N1XUG.
Okay, Tad, no problem. We're here. And Bill, no problem. You know, I just asked if you have some time, we could do it today. If not, hey. The rest of the year. And I'm pretty sure we'll get together. Anyway, yeah, that newspaper is something else. Well, what's bad about it, by weren't doing that, I don't blame that Putnam County executive for refusing it. Because, you know, you got an off-duty, retired policeman or somebody that, put people in jail. And, hey, now the guy could retaliate. Come after them. So I think it's totally asinine for them to put those addresses and names on the newspaper and print them. I'm totally behind that guy in Putnam County. I don't own a gun. I don't have a gun. I don't plan to get one. But, I would be kind of really irked if they did that. Nothing more to say about that. They did it. It's going to go to court now, and we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll change the whole law around. So hopefully the paper will lose out. But you never know. You get some liberal judges out there, and next thing you know, we'll hold up, and body will be labeled and printed in this newspaper. Let's hope not. Anyway, with that, over to you, Bob. W2BOB.
AC2T. Oh, it goes to Bill now. Go ahead, Bill.
AC2T and the net WB2OXU. Yeah, I agree with you, Paul, and also with George. What's ironic is that
that newspaper now.